Blog Talk Radio.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Carnegie Hall, where we find America's foremost violinist, Jack Benny, playing a symphonic arrangement of Love in Bloom.
Could I have A, please, Professor? That's close enough. if you please, Maestro.
Benny, you know what made Benny so great? His concentration, his ability to realize that there was an audience there and yet acknowledge them.
Yeah.
That's what was so great about him. All right, Inside Frolics tonight. Hey, let's see, we got Dinnigan will be here later, hopefully.
I don't want to be on the show tonight. Tell him I died. Oh, shut up.
No.
Even if you die, you're going to be here.
I ain't going to be here if I die.
Sure you will. We'll play a tape of you.
I don't want to be on. I want to die rather than be there.
Oh, shut up. All right. Hopefully, Louis might be by. You never know with Louis. He's been lately excavating around with all kinds of lipstick and everything else, so we'll have to maybe send out somebody to find them. I don't know. Anyway, we got Honeymoon Skit, and we got maybe a little Lauren Hardy, Red Fox. Let's see how much time we got, and we're going to do a skit on celebrities buying old cars, beat-up cars, you know, old ones. Yeah. tell you about that. And whatever else comes up, give me a little honeymoon of music in there, Ralphie boy.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Honeymoon. You gotta turn that down. Saturday night, I'll take you out roller skating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Today was the most miserable day of my life. Driving that bus up and down Madison Avenue. Dying. Too cold. This one's too hot. The other one's too cold. This one's got the wrong change. Roller skating? What, are you crazy? Do I look the type that can go roller skating? Look at me. I can't even walk, heartily. And you want me to go roller skate?
Well, Ralph, we're in such a rut, we got to do something. We got to recapture our youth.
Recapture our youth? Recapture the youth? I recapture my youth, Alice, every time I make a left turn on the bus on a wrong street. Now, listen. There'll be no more talk about roller skate. Trixie started talking about that too, Ralph. She said we gotta stay young. Yeah, well, stay young. Tell her to go out and get a job. I tried to get her a job down there in the sewer with me, but she said she don't like dirty work.
Ralph, now we gotta get out and do something.
Where'd you get this idea anyway, Alice?
Well, Danny came down and he's taking his girlfriend roller skating.
Oh. Danny gave you the idea, huh? People butting in, they ought to mind their own business.
Right.
Hey, Rob. You know, maybe it's not such a bad idea to go out and get some good entertainment, see? Are you crazy? Can't just go out there and go roller skating. You got to be in shape. And believe me, we're in no shape to do that. Well, now, wait a minute. I got the record player here, and there's a new dance called the Hucklebuck.
The Hucklebuck?
And I put this record on, and I can't do that. All you got to do is waddle like a duck. Waddle like a duck? How am I going to do that? Well, they just walk like you always do. Do the hunkabuck, do the hunkabuck, hunkabuck, duck a dip a dig a dun dun dun. Hey, da 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 da. That's it, Ralph. Come on, get into it. All right. Alice? I changed my mind. I'm taking your roller skate.
Oh, Ralph.
And here, put this on.
What's that?
That's my pin. You're going to be my best girl. You got to wear my pin. Go ahead, Norton. Put it on. Do the Hucklebuck. Do the Hucklebuck. 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 I mean, Hucklebuck. Hucklebuck.
That was a good one.
Hucklebuck. 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 So they go out and they go roller skating. And Ralph takes a big fall. You know. They come back in and they come out.
Oh. He can't move.
Doing your big ideas. Roller skate. Now I won't be able to go to work for a week. Help me off with my coat. Take it easy. My elbows are hurting me. Easy. I hurt my back. Oh, I can't. Let it go really cheap. Really cheap. You bang, zoom. Boy, I'd never so embarrassed in all my life. Hey, Ralph, boy, that was some, there was some noise there when you went down there, Ralph, and then that Chinese guy thought it was a Chinese fire drill called the fire department. Yeah. Mm. I got no fire in there. Oh, shut up. Roller skate. Are you out of your mind? Ralphie boy, well, at least we had some fun there, and you recaptured your youth, even though you got a little hurt there. Yeah, recaptured my youth. You know, Alice, you're right. You got to stay young. You can't sit around and mope.
Right.
You got to live life. You only get one chance. I'm glad I took your roller skate. All right, in sight, frolic, woohoo, yeah, look out. Oh, coming up is the scamming phone call.
Yes.
You get them every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Scamming phone calls. We'll tell you how to handle them. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Rawr. The little bear, the Akita. All right, Big East, 609-388-7004. Tom Driver, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Thank her for all her caring and help. Hey, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Get a house. Find out information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Devin Fernandez, judo expert. Yeah, oh, look out for him. All right. Devin goes down to the JoJo on Saturday. That's tomorrow, of course. And you got to get more information. Call him. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. You heard about it here on Inner Sight. The Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. Devin Fernandez. Hey, let's see. Well, it's brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. All children who have perished with violence all around the world.
That's
we honor
mm-hmm.
and cherish. Go an extra mile for a child. Let every politician put that into practice and do more to protect children. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. Let's see what else. Oh, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. Click on their website for more information of what they're about, what they have, what they're offering. And while you're up there, take note of the phone number if you want to join with us to help nursing homes. We need someone to go out there and collect petitions, collect names on the petition. And you can make some money with it. If you get any donations, you know, we'd be happy to give you the legal portion of a fundraiser. You don't ask for money when you do petitions. But some people will give you donations, so you can benefit in that way. Phone number 631-487-2038. Let me give that again. 631-487-2038. So call and we'll talk about it and tell you how it works. Inner Sight will help you get set up. All right, Inner Sight around the world. This is the Frolics. Inner Sight Funny. You got any Lauren Hardy music around?
Yes, I do. Give me a moment.
Oh, goody. Let's hear some of that.
Lauren Hardy. Here they come.
I'm reading something very educational. What does it say? How would you like to be buried in Bismarck, North Dakota? What? Bismarck, North Dakota? I don't even know where that is. Is that near South Dakota? I don't know. But it's called the Raccoon National Cemetery. Gee, isn't that wonderful? I've always dreamed of going out west. Don't get smart. Now, here's what we have to do, see. We have to send in our money for our stone. A stone? What kind of stone? You know, the stone that goes over you when you go. When I go, wait a minute, where am I going? You know where everybody else goes. Oh, that goes. Well, I haven't got any money. Well, we'll have to dig some up. Dig some up. That's right. Come along, Stanley. Bring that shovel. That shovel? Where are we going? I heard where there's some gold. Gold? There's no gold around here. What are you talking about? Right on this spot where we are. A fella told me that he found gold. Now start digging. What me? I dig it, but I don't dig. want them to know that this is our spot for gold. All right, all right. What's going on here? What are you birds doing? Oh, good day, officer. Don't give me that good day stuff. What are you doing with that shovel? Don't you know this is private property? Private property? No, you didn't tell me that. Well, can't you read that sign up there? He's blind and I'm dumb and he's stupid. Will you... Don't mind him. He's a little desecrated, but he's all right. Desecrated, eh? Seems more like pixelated to me. All right, come on, you boys. I'm going to run you in for trespassing on private property. Here's another fine mess you've gotten me into. Now, just stay there. Stay in that cell until I get the judge. The judge will have to hear you. Decide whether you're going to go free or not. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Step up and be heard. Judge. Judge Catastrophe presiding. Judge
who?
Catastrophe? Oh, no.
Catastrophe,
he doesn't sound too nice, Ollie. Well, just go above him. Just ignore him. Ignore him, he says. All right, you two birds. Take your hat off, Corporal. All right, next case. Next case, Your Honor, two vagrants with a shovel. On private property, digging.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah? What are you birds looking for?
You better answer him, Ollie. He looks mean.
Come on, come on. I didn't go to law school for nothing, you know. I know the law, and I'm going to lay it down to you. Now, what were you looking for?
Well, he was looking for gold.
Gold? There's no gold around here. What kind of a moron are you? Now, listen. I'm in a good mood today. So it's either 30 days or $30.
30 days? $30? How much money have you got, Ollie? $0.50.
50 cents? Well, I guess you're going to get the 30 days. And boy, you're not going to like it.
Where do we go for the... for the 30 days.
Well, there's a new jail opened up, see?
New jail? Where is it? I'm afraid to ask.
It's a new jail a couple of blocks from here, and it's down in the sewer.
What? down in the sewer? Oh, no. We can't go down the sewer.
Why not?
Because look at him. He'll never fit through the manhole.
Oh, shut up. Get him out of here. Put him in that jail down the sewer 30 days.
Wait a minute. Maybe I can help him. I can raise the money.
It's too late. 30 days or $30? Which is it?
Ollie, I guess you're doomed. They're going to have to squeeze you through the manhole to get you down the sewer.
Exactly.
Jail in the sewer.
Some people belong down
things.
There. All right, Inner Sight. Is Louie on the line?
Let me check. I think he might be. I feel him.
Yeah, because somebody tried to call in.
Oh, okay.
And
we have Anthony, and let me see.
Might be him.
And no Louie.
Anthony's listening, right? All right.
Yes, he is.
Louie's not there?
No. I refreshed, and I didn't see him.
825 New York Frolics.
Oh, right. Come join us. He's not there.
Yeah, he might. He might come.
He
on.
Might come. Yeah, he'll all come.
Right. Huh?
Louie will come.
He's there? He's not there.
No,
all
not
right.
yet.
I got one of those phone calls again today. I get them every day. Everybody gets them, you know.
I do too.
And it's usually a person with a foreign voice, and the most common one is their Medicare advisors.
Yeah, or Social Security ones too.
Yeah, I don't get those too much. I get the Medicare mostly.
Nah, I get
you
the
know.
Other ones too.
So you get the you pick up the phone. And you know it's going to be the call because you don't hear anything. Then you hear beep.
Yeah.
Beep, like that.
Right.
And then the voice comes on. Hello?
Yeah.
This is Radandom. How
what
are you today? I'm a Medicare advisor.
Right.
I'm here to help you. Tell me, you have part A, part B, part C, part D?
Yeah,
F?
They do the whole thing.
I said, oh, F I have. Don't worry, I have plenty of F for you.
Oh, my goodness.
So he says, we can help you to get better prescription for
there
your
you
Medicare. You want that? I said, you idiot, I don't take drugs. Oh, you don't take drugs? Well, don't worry, we have other things. You can get hospital, doctor, benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, give me your social security number. Oh, social security. So I said, my social security number, is, 78238567 2489 2287 39. Wait a minute, that's not the right number. Well, that's the number they gave me when I went down to the Social Security office, and the guy sounded just like you. And he give me that number, see?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't worry. I give you a better number. Oh, all right. You got a better number for me? I'll take it. Well, what happened to the other fella? Well, he got very sick. I'm his father. I got to help him out, see? It's my son. He's pretty old, you know, and he can go any minute. Oh, we have burial.
Oh.
Burial? Well, if you got burial, why don't you go get buried, you son of a bitch?
Nice.
Cursed him out.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Put your ass in the ground, you son of a bitch. And don't call this number anymore. They get very annoying, these people, you know. One time I had a guy on the line with the computer. Oh, it was so funny. And he, you know, it was about the virus. He says to me, he says, your computer has very bad virus. You must act immediately to fix. I can help you. I went, oh, please help me. Please, I can't stand anymore. I need that. Please, what should I do? He says, first thing you do, open your computer. Oh, all right. It's now open the computer. What do you see on the screen? I see black and white. Beautiful colors, black and white. Oh, does it say, does it say magnify over here? Magnify over there, over here, magnify. Now click on where it says it. Click on, I'm clicking, click. Click on. Very good. Now, you must, he tells me. Now, I will wait for you, but you must go out to Walmart to get $100 card to pay. $100 card, Walmart, to pay. Wait, I have here credit cards. I will pay. Please help me. Please. Put now credit card number. $100. Let's see here. Credit card number. 4275 No, you stupid. That's the wrong number, you stupid. You stupid idiot. I don't even have a computer, you jackass. I'm blind. Get out of here, you stupid. And he cursed me out and he hung up on me. I kept this guy going for about 40 minutes on the line. Oh, it was funny, man. They get these crazy calls. You know, I got the idea for this next skit from Nick Chava, the great Rolling Stone.
Oh,
how old is Nick now? He must be about... Wow, he's got to be...
He's in his 80s, I think.
Yeah.
I accidentally looked it up one day.
When I met Nick, it was at a party with Stevie Wonder and a bunch of celebrities in the 70s. And let's see, I was 30 years old. I think Nick was older than me. Yeah. He's got to be about 85. Nice guy, beautiful guy, yeah. But Nick, it said, and I believe it's true, he never owned anything. He always rented everything. He didn't believe in buying houses. And he wasn't one of those extravagant celebrities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Johnny Depp's got 15 houses. You know, and Nick and Johnny are good friends. But anyway, so the car dealership, a celebrity goes into the car dealership and they want to buy an old car, you know, just to get around. Because all celebrities are always being hustled around in limousines, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of them don't even have their own car. You know, or they rent a car. So what if celebrities went into a a car dealership. I think it would be, you know, let's say, for instance, Edward G. Robinson.
Now, listen, you, don't rook me, see, because I'm a gangster, you know. And I want to buy an old car.
Sir, you look very familiar.
Well, of course I'm familiar. Didn't you see that movie, Key Largo? Did you see how I mighted all those people, see? Now, don't get smart. Now, listen. Have you got a good old car, one that runs good? Oh. Yes, Mr. Robinson. We can certainly help you, but why do you want to buy an old car with all your money? I'm tired of all this new stuff, see? It's all made out of plastic and garbage and everything else. I don't want that. I want an old car that's built like a tank. A tank? Yeah, I want the old Nash. Why do you want a steel car? Well, because I can get away from my mother-in-law that way, see? She can't get after me. She can't find me if I'm in a Nash. I got a steel car and I'm protected. See? She comes after me with a 2x4. She won't be able to get me. Oh, the mother-in-law. Oh, yes. Now we have a deluxe model right here, sir. That is very good. It's very old and. Sometimes it runs and sometimes it doesn't. Wait a minute. What are you trying to do? Pull a fast one on me? Don't get smart. What do you mean sometimes it runs, sometimes it doesn't? I want a car that runs all the time, say. Or it's curtains for you.
Whew. Don't worry, Mr. Robinson.
Uh-oh.
All you have to do is fill it up with gas.
Fill it up with gas, huh?
Yeah. What does that cost? Oh, gee, I don't know. $25. Oh, yeah.
Well, now, what kind of gas does this take?
Well, that depends on your diet.
My diet? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Filling up with gas, my diet.
Well, you see, you have to eat a certain diet. And then you stand behind the gas tank and you start farting. What?
No,
I grab you around the neck, son of a bitch. What kind of a car dealership is this? Start farting to fill up the tank with.
Well, sir, you can smell the gas coming out of your ass.
get out of here. Give me that.
Imagine something weird like that.
Very weird like that. Yes, I can.
Fill it up with gas when you're in.
And then run the other way.
You know, they were going to do that, you know. Did you hear that on the news?
Yeah, yeah.
That they were going to use...
gasoline.
Feces.
Ooh. That's worse.
To gas up the cars instead of the regular gas that causes pollution, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine if they did that? There'd be crap fights in the streets.
Wait a minute, that's my crap. I just did that. Give me that. What are you doing? That belongs
that's
to me.
My
that's
DNA
my...
Around.
My crap is yellow. Yours is dark black, brown. Why, you give
both
me that.
Both don't sound good.
They'd be fighting over the over
there's
the cans
no
of crap.
I'd say take the car. It smells too much.
Yeah. Imagine walking down the street with a big can. Crap, or keeping it in the back of the car, and
yeah.
Well, you have to turn it into liquid somehow.
Ugh. Oh God, just the thought of that makes me want to.
Now you got liquid feces coming out of pumps. Oh.
Yeah.
all over the country.
Come on. Thank you. It was right before I eat dinner.
You know. Liquid gas feces. And
no,
the President of the United States will get up and make
methane.
A speech. See?
Make it for methane.
He'll make a speech.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now cured
the what?
We have now cured the climate situation in this country. No longer do you have to worry about miscellaneous gas. Polluting the air.
Miscellaneous poop.
From now on,
it's
your own crapola.
Ew. You're so gross. You
and the headline of the New York Times
blown
would
up
be,
too.
Yeah. Imagine if one.
I can't even stop
imagine
laughing.
If one of the gas tanks blow up.
Yeah.
Be crap all over the place. The headline on the New York Times would be Crapola takes over the air. Woo! Oh man. Yeah, no, there was a guy who really wanted to do that.
Oh,
they
crazy.
Tried it out in Texas,
wow.
And I don't think it worked that good.
I don't think so either. I hope not.
Oh man, that would be hilarious. All right, Inner Sight. Hey, you got Able News around?
Yeah, I do. Hold on, let me
get some of that Able News. Wing it.
Okay. Here it comes in Louis. I see him. So, yeah, he's just got a...
The Able News.
Yep. Ask the Able News. I can get it up. Hold on.
Inner Sight Frolics. Friday night.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight and Louis the Lip.
Yeah,
now, don't misunderstand. Now, don't take this seriously, folks. Don't go out tomorrow and get behind your car and start farting.
Yeah.
You know, and hope that the gas will go in the car.
He
and you see, you know what would happen if this ever came into a reality?
Yeah.
Everybody would want to eat gassy foods.
Just to fill up their tank. Meanwhile, their stomach is swelling.
Yeah. And the doctors would hate it because all their medicine to get rid of gas go down the drain.
There you go.
Woo! All right, Louis the Lip. Is Louis on the line?
Yeah, Louis is. Hold on. I just...
Louis the Lip on Inner Sight.
He is
live.
Oh, God.
Yo.
I can't open it. Darn, hold on.
All right.
Give me a second. It's not opening. His mic.
We lost Louis.
No, he's okay. It's the board that doesn't want to respond to me hitting the mic to open. It's not responding. Louis,
well, maybe,
can you pull back in a second?
Yeah, dial back in, Lou.
Yes, please.
Maybe we'll have a breakthrough. Dial back in.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight.
I got him now.
Louis the Lip.
No. He hung up after that. After I got him, he hung up.
Well, he's going to dial back in.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And, yeah. Dinnigan,
yeah.
My buddy from school, you know, he was weird. And he did so many weird things.
That was one big weird one.
I can't remember them all. What?
What you just said a little while ago, isn't that one of them?
What?
When you came on the air and talked about Dinnigan?
Oh, no, in the beginning of the show?
Yeah.
No, he said he didn't want to be on tonight, so...
Oh, okay.
You know, he'd get these moods. Jimmy would get these moods,
yeah,
no. You know. And he was a very restless kid.
Yeah.
You know, I think he had a lot of bad diet things going on, you know. How's Lou? We got Lou?
Yeah, I'm going to refresh again. I don't know what's up with the board, though.
All right. In a sight, let's see. I'll go down the week. Monday, Mad or Glad.
Yeah.
8 to 9, Tuesday, open mic. Wednesday, nursing home show. Don't forget that. Wednesday night, 8 to 9.
Yeah.
Thursday,
can
different subject.
You pull Louis from the board? I'm sorry.
And Friday
is
He's wait a minute, hold. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
Friday is the Frolics. So that's the week of Inner Sight. And, I don't know. Let me see if I can get Louis on the line.
Here he is. Let me try.
All right.
Okay, we're coming now.
What?
He's there right now.
Oh, make up
testing
mind.
1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testing
yep,
1, 2. Testing.
We're here.
Yeah,
hello,
we finally got you on the air.
Yeah, hi, Frank Perino. This is Galligan talking.
Galligan?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
Galligan.
Oh, that stupid guy, Galligan?
Yeah, right.
What's that you were talking to? That's a comic you're talking to in Galligan or something?
Galligan? Who's Galligan?
Galligan.
My name is Louis of the Future.
Oh.
Oh, Louis.
Yeah,
right.
Giving out love jobs. And then, yeah.
Oh, you're giving
hey,
out
Louis.
Love jobs to the future ladies? Sorry.
Talk to the Louis the Lip. On
yeah,
a ringy
hey,
dingy.
Louis, what kind of a car do you have?
I got a 2003 Pathfinder.
Oh, you
oh,
drive it?
That's old one, 2003.
That's my father's.
Oh, so you drive
this car, yeah. Hey, let me
no,
ask
Louis
you a question.
Don't drive.
Hold it. Let me talk to Louis. Let me ask you a question, Lou.
Talk to the one and only Louis the Lip.
Does that car have a gas tank on it?
Yep.
You have to open up the gas tank and put the gas in, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you ever try to open up the gas tank and stand behind there and lay a fart?
No.
Lay a fart. I
got
to go to
tank.
The bathroom and do that.
There you go. He said it.
Lay
too.
An egg in the toilet.
Well, what do you think? Yeah. They wanted to take the crap from the bathroom and put it in the gas tank and operate the cars that way.
No, don't do that.
That would smell, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hello. This is hello, everybody. This is welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Gary Owens, and Frank Perino and Suzanne on a ringy dingy radio of Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
Now wait a minute.
Well, a lot of fun with Rosanna, Dana. And the battle with the swab with Pat Cooper.
Who's Gary Owens?
I had a lot of fun with that. Rosanna Dana, I can't find Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana. She's hiding in the bathroom someplace else.
Yeah. Hey, Lou, I got a question.
Yeah,
who's Gary Owen?
Lip.
Yeah,
huh?
Who's Gary Owen?
Ronnie Martin's laughing.
Oh, he's one of the comedians on there?
No, you're talking, he went on the story of duty on the air. NBC, live from the beautiful downtown Burbank, Ronnie Martin.
Oh, he's the announcer.
Yeah.
Oh, I never liked that show.
Ron Martin's laughing?
Yeah, that was stupid.
No, it's not. I've been watching it back in 68 through 73 while
stupid
I was living
show.
In Staten Island.
Wasn't Lily Tomlin was on there one time?
Judy Congo, Dee Horn, Henry Gibson, Alan Sues, Richard Dawson, and many, many more.
Yeah, they had some nice guests, but I didn't like the show.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, what's up? What's up with Connie and Chrissy? What's their new time? You have it?
No, you have to check with Susan. I think you have to look for that information. They moved to a new time. It used to be a Saturday from 11 to midnight on Saturday, and then Connie and Chrissy just moved to a new time on public access.
Yeah, you got to look to the directory on there.
Yeah.
They'll let you know. All right, so now wait a minute. I heard, how old is Johnny Mathis?
Johnny Mathis is 87.
Oh, he's a young guy. All right. Now, I wonder if he can still sing.
Maybe he'll give it a try.
Yeah. Now, what would Johnny Mathis sound like at 87. Now, Louis
sounds,
Rivera
sounds
is
the
gonna...
same. Sounds the same. What else?
Oh, I don't know. But what's your favorite Johnny Mathis song?
Look at me, and as the cotton different of the tree, and the way they change into a cloud, I don't understand. I get misty. And too much in love.
Holding your hand.
You're in the hood. When the vision love is under that hood. When I saw love drops in my hand. I don't understand. I told Ronnie Martin's laughing. And holding your knee.
Johnny Mathis, ladies and gentlemen, at 87. That's what he would sound like. He'd get all mixed up with the words, maybe. You know?
He'd go like this. Jingle bells, Batman sells, Robin lay an egg. The Batmobile wheel and the Joker ran away. Jingle bells, Batman sells, Robin lay an egg. The Batmobile lost their wheel, Joker ran away.
Hey, you know any good Halloween songs?
Give us
a Halloween song.
I was working
the
in the lab late one night. And my eyes beheld an evil sight. From the monster creator be out mean. He came down sound to the beating and beat. It is a match. You can monster match in the match.
Like
it's all a monster match in the match. You can hard in a flash in the match. You can monster match and all that.
I love it.
All right.
You sing that one Halloween.
That's a good one.
Yeah. My name is Gary Owens, and welcome to Mike Perino on the radio on Blog Talk Radio. We have a good time on Frank Perino's Block Talk Radio for the Follics, starring Louis Rivera as Gary Owens talking to Suzanne with the love drops. And I went to the right bathroom, all right.
Yeah. Hey, Louis, did you ever get locked in the ladies' bathroom?
No, I don't lock it. No, thank you. I went. The girls were flirting with me in the bathroom, and they locked me in there.
Uh-oh.
You got locked in the ladies' bathroom
Mm-hmm.
And all the ladies surrounded you. What would you do?
I don't know. Kissy, kissy, kissy.
Uh-oh. Oh, he would like it.
He knows what to do, man. Let's get him two ladies, not one.
They'd have to call the fire department to get him out. Oh.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Hey, I'm glad I called you tonight. I wasn't home last Friday night. We were out to the concert. You see, Gran Combo de Puerto Rico, and I enjoyed the concert. It was nice.
Yeah, we missed you last week.
Yeah, we did.
I know. It can't be helped. We got to go out, you know.
Oh, don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah. So, let's see. I was thinking of Nat King Cole. Remember Nat King Cole?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was his biggest song?
Razy, hazy, daisy, days of summer. They give us soda and pretzels and beer.
I love that.
All out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. I wish that summer would always be here. Yup.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
Well, what about the Mona Lisa? Mona Lisa was the biggest, I think.
I don't know the words to it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, the words.
I wonder what Nat King Cole would sound like drunk.
Oh, sorry.
Mona Lisa.
Here we go.
Mona Lisa. Men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Mona Lisa blamed you because you're no good son of, I mean.
What was that?
The mystery while,
uh-oh.
You smile to spread a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is it your way to hide a broken heart?
Oh, my.
All those dreams have been brought to your doorstep. When you walk upstairs, I hope you break your leg, Mona.
Oh, my.
Mona Lisa. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a no good son of a bitch?
Mona Lisa.
No good son of a bitch, drunken bum at heart.
Woo!
All right. And that
what did he drink or ate today? Is it
when he had too much to drink. Hey,
be.
Louie, still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead.
All right. What'd you think of that imitation?
Yeah, you're getting there, Frank.
Yeah. Nat King Cole, the great Nat King Cole. All right, Interside, we'll be with you Monday. Man, I'm glad. I want to thank all our listeners. Everybody.
Okay, Frank, you take care.
All right.
Thanks,
Louie,
Lou.
Take care.
Love
you.
You were
really cool. Thanks. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Be with you Monday. Goodbye, world.
Good night, everyone.
Woo, 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 woo,